This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go with the information from Talkers Magazine for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the chart for the week of April 9th to the 13th. And here to do the honors, along with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They list all of these things on their website at talkers.com every week. Michael is here to spend this time with me this hour to go through not only the items that are big in the story section and the people section, but some ancillary conversations we always have about things that are nuanced in the talk radio world. So let's get to the list, though, first, because that's our official job here, Michael.
All right. We are official men in black. We must do our jobs
without any
distraction. At number 10, we have MLB and NBA action. At number 9, U.S.-China tariffs. At number 8, the Pruitt investigation. At number 7, the Kimmel-Hannity feud. At number 6, Mexican border security. At number 5, U.S.-Syria threats. At number 4, the Trump National Enquirer flap. At number 3, Zuckerberg before Congress. At number 2, Paul Ryan exits the House, or he says he will. At number 1, the Trump-Russia probe and the Cohen raid. What a week of stories. The people that dominate the conversation. At number 10, Jimmy Kimmel and Sean Hannity, which I think is about fading out now, but it was big for most of the week. At number 9, Scott Pruitt. At number 8, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 7, David Pecker. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 5, Paul Ryan. Number 4, Rod Rosenstein. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller. At number 1, Donald Trump.
Whew. All right. Check that stuff out on the Talkers website, talkers.com. All right. So, Michael, from your perspective as someone who is on the air, someone who discusses this with people who are on the air, I have two questions. First one, of all of the stories and the people, which do you, Michael Harrison, think is the most interesting of all of these?
The most interesting?
Interesting.
That's a difficult question, because obviously, like anybody else, I find on a certain level the gossipy, slanderous, libelous, dirty,
the Kimmel Hannity feud.
All that, if you'll pardon the expression, crap. Mm-hmm. I find that very interesting.
Yes.
As a responsible citizen and a person who cares about journalism and the good of the country, I think the most interesting story is the U.S.-Syria threats, the possibility of us going to war with Syria as the drums of war are banging out there. And this, I think, is extremely, extremely serious.
Okay. So I asked you which one you thought was most interesting. Now I'm going to ask you which one you think is the most important.
Well, I just said the U.S.-Syria.
So you think the Syria thing is the most important thing in here because of the ramifications.
Of course. We're talking about life and death. We're talking about the potential of escalation to World War III. We're talking about whether or not there is an adequate strategy for all of this. There's nothing worse than going to war out of control without a plan, where events cascade into a violent situation that can't be undone. Once that starts, all hell breaks loose.
So you think this is more, there's more to this than there was to the Iraq or Afghanistan invasions in terms of threat to global peace?
Yeah, because I think that it directly it's a hair breadth away from the U.S. and Russian military coming to blows with each other.
So you really think, you, even though all of this stuff about the Trump-Russia probe and the relationship that is or isn't with Putin, that there isn't a phone call to be made here at the end of the day, the two of them say to each other, come on, what are you guys doing? One to the other.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm not saying that's not possible. As a matter of fact, if I didn't think that was possible, I would be quite panicked right now. The fact that I can talk about it dispassionately here in an intellectual discussion with my colleague indicates that I ultimately am optimistic that it's going to work out fine. But you ask me which is the most important, and when you have the leaders of two countries, the power wielded between them to destroy the world of the United States and Russia, and I'm not totally sure what the relationship between these two guys happens to be, and I'm not so sure if you want to know the truth about how competent either one is at diplomacy. I think it's pretty important, but no, I'm not. I don't think the sky is falling. I'm not running for the hills. No. I'm planning on life going on, and I'm planning on it being settled. But history has taught me, as it should have taught you and everybody listening to this, that these things sometimes don't get settled. I mean, if you look back, the past 100 years has been 100 years of constant war.
Okay, so that's because of the military-industrial complex, and there's no weak link here. This is a very strong link. These people that run these big companies have so much money to make. They create a lot of these scenarios behind the scene. The selling of armaments is a huge business. The off-the-books selling of armaments, plus that which is on the books, is a huge catalyst, frankly, to all the problems that we find. And then there are things that we forget. There was a study done of those in school. The release of the study happened this past week. Is the public school system teaching the Holocaust, teaching about the Holocaust, whether it happened, it didn't happen? That's not the question. It's that it did happen, but it's not being taught. So millennials don't know much about the Holocaust. And as we get further separated, remember, most of the people that are still alive that lived through the Holocaust are in their 80s and 90s. So once they're gone and the direct link to something like that goes away, we get into historical perspective of not knowing, not paying attention to, not understanding the ramifications of stuff like that, and therefore we're predicting, I don't say predicting is the right word, but we're sort of opening the doors to having the same thing happen again, because history does repeat itself. And you look around, you see all the skinheads that are in Germany that the news media never writes about, the skinheads who are in our country who don't get as much attention as probably they should on the negative side. So this stuff is seething below the surface, and the more of these people that die, the less people who are younger know about it. And you could apply that, frankly, to almost anything in terms of education. Look at how far removed many people who are younger are from lots of the historical import and impact of what has gone on since World War II, even. Yeah, well, not just the Holocaust, but the whole thing.
A knowledge of history is very important to maintaining civilization, let alone freedom.
Yeah.
A knowledge of history is very important, and the subject of history and the teaching of it has really taken a beating in this latest decade in which we are entering a pandemic of short-term attention span.
Well, we also have teachers who are not teaching facts. They're teaching their opinion. It's like the news media. The teachers now today, historically, I remember back, I mean, more, it's history, social studies, that stuff, but it's bleeding over into language arts, this we want you to know what we think stuff.
Yeah, but teachers are doing talk shows as opposed to presenting lectures and lessons.
Yep. 15 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on business owners. If you have a small business, medium-sized business, and you're using free email services that end in .com or .org, or if you're using Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, you want to change that, because consumers, according to recent surveys, don't trust businesses that have the same old email. You want professional email. And so if you're interested in getting something that's unique, it's different, it's new, go to easyemail.tech. That's easyemail.tech. Easyemail.tech. They make the process simple to change your identity on the web and have it more professional. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Simple process. Find out more by going to easyemail.com or .tech. That would seem to make most sense if you're going to look into something like that. I'm changing, actually, DougStephan.com, or I'm going to have an addition to that. I'll have DougStephan.shop and DougStephan.radio, DougStephan.tech, whatever. You can do the same thing. Dial 844-344-7607 to get you all set up with your own .com, .shop, whatever professional email you want. Easy email based in our country, real people who can understand what you're saying, answer the phone and talk to you. So get set up. New email. Kind of cool. Good way to promote yourself. 844-344-7607 and or easyemail.tech.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Your love of your RV drove you to the Grand Canyon. And your love of the Grand Canyon drove you to the gift shop, where you overdid it just a little. Guess who's getting an I Heart the Grand Canyon t-shirt for their birthday? Everyone, for their next six birthdays. Luckily, your love of your RV also drove you to protect it with Progressive RV Insurance while wearing your new favorite shirt. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Anyone need a shirt?
Doug Steffen here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints, Calitrend. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitrend?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch loss first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitrin that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitrin. 833-867-5677 or go online to toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off when you use the code DJV.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. One of the most intellectually interesting stories, if you watched any of the congressional hearings this week, I was convinced that the vast majority of our elected officials, Michael, don't have a clue on how to deal with most of the social media, these old fossils that are asking questions. Zuckerberg must have, after he may have been nervous when he went in there, but once he had a few minutes of Orrin Hatch asking him questions, I got this, I'm all set, don't worry. What do you think about all of that and the proceedings? Did you watch any of it?
Of course I watched it, and I have a lot of thoughts about it, and I think that to quickly state it, and we should get into it on the other side of the break,
yeah.
We need lawmakers that understand technology because the regulation of technology is our biggest legislative challenge today.
Yeah, it sure is. And are they going to make them break up like they did the car companies and the airline? They went in and they went out, and the AT&T break up, is that what's going to happen here? And will it be, if it happens to like Facebook, will it happen? Will Disney be broken up sooner or later because they become so big? They keep buying up all these.
I can't say, but I can say that there will be layers and layers of regulation on internet platforms the same way there are for broadcast properties today.
Let's talk about that, what you're thinking, in just a matter of moments. Now 21 after the hour.
face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, you are attending a discussion of the topics, the hot hits of the week in the world of News Talk Radio from the expert, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and you can get a review of these things we're talking about. Plus, you get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and a lot of info on Michael's podcast. We'll get to that. Michael is eager to discuss further the situation with the hearings in Washington. Number three on the countdown this week is Mr. Zuckerberg appearing before congressional committees. They didn't do a good job under any stretch of the imagination. But it's more what it leads to, I think, Michael, is what you're suggesting.
Well,
right?
I mean, this is the beginning of the government getting involved in the regulation of the internet.
How can they regulate something they don't understand?
Well, they have to have people in there too. You know, when the automobile was invented 100 some odd years ago, it was equally amazing technology as the computer today. I mean, it was amazing, and all of a sudden you had cars on the roads that had previously been dominated by horses and buggies. And, you know, they didn't have traffic rules for horses. They didn't have stoplights. They didn't have speed limits. It was open. It was unregulated. It was the Wild West. You know, it was free. And then with cars, all of a sudden, the situation became so chaotic, so dangerous, that you would take your life in your hands if you were to cross the street. It was that dangerous to be on the roads in the early days of the automobile.
Oh, yeah.
So now they have so they had to make laws, legislation, to keep up with this new technology. And now we have motor vehicle bureaus, we have licenses to drive, we have speed limits, we have lanes, we have all kinds of regulations to protect life and limb. That's what we're going through here at the early decades of the 21st century, is that we have to have legislation that is able to keep up with the technology of communications. Now, I'm a free speech person. I'm the last person who wants to see the government regulate the internet. However, that being said, reasonable people have to understand that no regulation, no government is the jungle, is chaos, is untenable. Mm-hmm. We have to have some kind of a balance between free speech and the protection of privacy. Because, and a lot of young people today, a lot of millennials and younger people don't understand the importance of privacy as one of the pillars of a free society.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying before about repeating which happens in history that isn't taught or understood is going to happen again because we are human beings and we tend to repeat. We have the same nuance in our DNA.
Right.
So it's very, what you're saying is so true and so, it's, I don't know, stimulating is the right word, but certainly one, we have to have people with curious intellects and asking questions. And that's one of the beauties of News Talk Radio, because quite not always the right question, not always the right answer. But at least there's stimulating conversation about the things that are not taken care of in the news media anymore. There's no stimulation there. It's all advocacy. So, you know, and you wonder if you go back over the history of the news media when before there was electronic media, when there was some, you know, it took the reason they had 13 colonies and the election of the president didn't take place until in January, because it took them that long to get from where they were to Washington to do the Electoral College voting. And now we have instant everything. You know what's going on within seconds of it occurring, no matter where in the world it happens.
I was listening to one of your old shows the other day, and you made some brilliant points. You said back before electronic media, people voted for people they didn't know anything about them.
Right.
They didn't know who they were. That's why
right.
there were so many scoundrels, people who had to play the game, were elected to the presidency, to governorship, senators, and et cetera.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. The world is upside down. It really is in a number of different ways. All right. We'll continue our overview. I want to take a couple of circumstances that are being discussed on talk radio as we end the week, and we'll get Michael's spin on those items after a few important things from your local stations at 28 past the hour.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So are there any other things you need me to talk about, or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion. You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the balance of nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour, the conversation continues. Happy to have you along participating with us. Listening into this is something that's become a habit, I suppose, or maybe something that regularly is done by people who really like to know what's going on in this field. News Talk Radio is our focus. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I have been following, you know, one of the things that we do, I don't know if we, I shouldn't say we, I bet you do it because it's your business, and I find myself doing it as well. I look at the stations that carry this program and other programs that I do. And so I get information often from affiliates. They send me back their newsletter or how they're communicating with their audience. So one of the stations that carries this program is KMMS in Billings, Montana, AM 1450. They are on the radio this morning there and in their communication to their listeners talking about another fatal police shooting by a Montana police officer. Mm-hmm. Apparently last night a man was killed by a policeman after threatening patrons at a local casino. The fellow had a pellet gun, and officers thought it was a semi-automatic pistol, so they shot him and killed him. Mm. And we have looked around, and this becomes a conversation. It comes down to sometimes, Michael, as you know, getting mired in the gun control debate. But as you look at that and how easy it is for us to criticize the police, there's another circumstance that hasn't gotten as much national attention as, frankly, I thought it would. But you and I both live in Manhattan, good Doug, in Massachusetts. During the good weather months,
we're both out.
That's right. We both
live in Manhattan.
In Massachusetts. Yeah, right. We're in Manhattan. Anyway, so the story all over the place here in Massachusetts is the shooting of a police officer who was serving a warrant to a fellow who had been arrested 100 times. 29-year-old man, the police officer and his canine partner, in reality, go to this house, knock on the door to serve a warrant to get this guy into custody, and the guy opens the door with a gun and blows this officer and shoots the dog. Kills the officer, shoots the dog. So, the reason I put the two of these in juxtaposition, because I think it makes for important conversation about the realities, A, of how dangerous it is in many circumstances to be a police officer today, because you don't know what you're going to find when you walk up to the car that you've just stopped when the person opens the window and blows you away with a gun from his front seat, or in this case you go to a guy's house. What bothers me, Michael, is that the police sort of are admitting that they really didn't know that this fellow was as dangerous as he was. They apparently didn't. The news media stumbled upon the fact that he'd been arrested 100 times. It didn't. This is a small little town, Yarmouth, on the Cape. I think they have 4 police officers full-time, a couple of part-time guys. So they don't tend to have a lot of problems with serious criminals. So now this guy's dead, and it becomes the buzz. You know, it's all of this stuff. You people don't understand how serious police work is. So let's say you're a talk radio personality and I bring these two things up, and I would have this conversation in a regular program. Matter of fact, I did already on the air. How do you handle it? How do you engage people? Because many of the stations that carry this kind of programming are to the right, and they all seem to be focused on gun rules and gun control, and we want to have our guns. So how do we handle a discussion like this?
Well, simply with common sense. That, you know, if you're in trouble, you call a cop. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody out there would want to have a society without police. On the other hand, police have the power of arms. They have the force of the state behind them and have to be regulated. I think that what you said, it's very dangerous to be a police officer. I think most police officers are heroic or potential heroes. Mm-hmm. I think that we could not have a society without police, but we have to keep our eyes wide open and be very vigilant about making sure that the police are ethical and operate professionally. And when police do something that is outside the rules of how to conduct themselves per shooting and firearms, they shouldn't be covered up. They should be held accountable. Mm-hmm. They should be chastised by their own people as well. I mean, it's asking a lot of the police to turn on each other, but they have got to regulate themselves, and the press has to be aware of it. And when the police act in an inappropriate way, they have to be called out on it, because they have a tremendous responsibility and they have tremendous power. But it's not necessarily a gun control issue. We're talking about police. Police should be honored. The military should be honored. These are brave individuals who put their life on the line every time they go to work. Every time a police officer leaves the house, his or her spouse doesn't know if they'll come back. Their children don't know if they're going to come back. When a police officer pulls you over in the car, as you mentioned before, they come at you very slowly. You think they're arrogant. No, they're scared. They don't know what's going to happen to them. Police officers are killed pulling over speeders. Mm-hmm. But we have to look at it with common sense, and that is support the police. They're heroes, but don't support them with a blind eye to how dangerous they could be.
Yeah, and that brings up is another conundrum here, because when police officers are doing their job, they're told by their superiors what they're supposed to do. And we all know, especially when it comes to state police and local police in certain jurisdictions, that when they're standing by the road and they're using a radar gun to stop you because you're speeding, they're not really doing it for safety reasons. They're doing it to collect money. They are revenue enhancement officers in that circumstance and not really officers of the peace. And this sort of thing goes on, and there's a confusion, I think, with the public, and the disrespect that goes with some toward police comes from they're having too many jobs and they're not well defined. I don't think police officers should be standing by the road with a radar gun stopping you and giving you a ticket so that the local jurisdiction can get $100 from you because you were speeding.
That's cosmetic. That's public relations. The fact of the matter is,
is sort of cosmetic, I suppose. But
it is cosmetic. It's emotional. But because the fact is that the traffic violations are a form of revenue. It costs money to run a municipality.
Yeah.
It costs money to run a government. People, you know, they take for granted the streets being kept up and garbage but whatever. The point I'm making is that this comes under public relations for the police, that yes, there should be a higher level of consciousness in running police departments so that the public, back to when you and I were kids, think of the policeman as a friend.
Right.
As opposed to thinking
I loved Walter Mahoney. He was the patrol officer that we all knew at school. Officer Mahoney was somebody that everybody, he's a big Irish cop. But everybody looked up to him, and there was sort of a standoffishness. You respected that because he was John Law.
Right.
And he managed to meter it, you know, in a way that sort of made you think, oh, well, I don't want to mess with him.
So the police have a big public relations problem. They also do have a race issue. The whole idea of profiling and the whole idea of, shoot first, ask later. These are issues that we have to deal with. We just have to deal with them in a rational way.
Right.
As opposed to black or white thinking.
Well, and then there's the confusion because of what I said a few minutes ago about there being too many jobs for the police. And a lot of people don't understand, for example, when you dial 911, you're not going to the police. You're going to a private operation that then goes to the police to get them to help you with your circumstance. The best example of that this week is that Ohio teenager who was trapped in the between the seats in his car, in the van. He called 911 twice, and they thought he was yanking their chain, so they didn't send any police to try to find him, and he died in the car.
And that's a breakdown of competence.
Right.
They were incompetent.
But it wasn't the police. It was 911, and that's not the police. When you call 911, you are not calling the police. People think they are, but they're not. So
they're an extension of the police. The police should be concerned that 911 does its job no matter how it's organized or funded.
Yes.
So, but again, this stuff is going to happen. You're going to have breakdowns. But we're talking about there are people out there who consider the police across the board their enemy. There are people out there who believe the police are part of a increasingly militarized force, a paramilitary force that's out to enslave the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem. It's a problem, one, it's the fault of the police for allowing this to happen, and two, it's the fault of these people for drawing that conclusion that all police are evil. We got to come back to an intelligent dialogue. The police have got to get their act together, and the people have got to stop thinking in terms of extremes.
Yeah. And they got to do a better job. This guy who killed the cop on the Cape, 100 criminal charges against him.
Well, this goes back to our privacy issue. This goes back now to the discussion we had before about the very difficult balance of where do you draw the line between the government intruding into your privacy and being able to know everything about you so that you're the one out of a million that doesn't commit a crime or might be a Russian spy. You know, I think that is a very, very perplexing issue. and one that also requires sober minds and abstract intelligence. Where do we draw the line between having the government be able to know this guy has records and the police know who in their neighborhood is dangerous and, you know, who are the people that are more likely to commit a crime than the ones that are not, and having government intrusion in terms of our personal records and our privacy? This is a problem, and it's one that you and I are talking about right now.
45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you're in need of new talent for your business, you've got a big business, medium-sized business, small business, and you only have a short amount of time to get the replacement, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find the perfect hire. All you need is ZipRecruiter.com. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use the talents, the streamlined candidate look and see. This is, the dashboard is an amazing thing. You look, you see, you understand, you move your business forward by hiring the right candidate. The right candidate first. If you're hiring and you don't know about ZipRecruiter.com, then you need to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. See how ZipRecruiter is different, how they put smart matching technology to work. They notify qualified candidates that have posted their resumes on these leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is looking at all of them, hundreds of them, all the time. So automatically, what you've posted and who you're matched with will be the right fix because they have the criteria down in the software. It's not that difficult to understand or to explain, but the bottom line is when you use ZipRecruiter, you are going to get the right candidate and quickly with not a lot of muss and fuss. You don't have to do a lot of the work. They manage the hiring process from start to finish for you. It's fabulous. Very good. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it for your next hire. ZipRecruiter is free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. We've gone through a number of the items. We've picked apart some of the things that are important consideration. Michael has a unique way of taking things apart, understanding how to put good stories together, and thus the success of the Michael Harrison interview, which you can also see profiled at talkers.com or mhinterview.com, I think. Isn't that the
correct? MHinterview. Yeah, mhinterview.com, which is a great place to go to get right to it.
There's a little bit of inside shop talk here with a fellow you have this week, Craig Kitchen, who's known to those of us who are in the business as one of the most fabulous talent finders, if you will, managers. He manages all of the top radio talent, and he's a wonderful human being, but not many people know who he is.
Well, he's behind the scenes. He's a successful manager. He makes a lot of money. He doesn't have to promote himself. And he believes that the manager's role is to be in the, you know, not in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't do a lot of interviews. I was very lucky to be able to get him to be on the show. And for those who enjoy behind the scenes radio stuff, right. I mean, this is a bonanza. This is a tour de force. He's the chairman of the Radio Hall of Fame. Right. That's one of his things. He's also the manager of people like Rush Limbaugh, Jim Rome,
Delilah.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not sure if he manages Hannity.
I think he did used to anyway.
I think he's friends with Hannity. He for a number of years built Glenn Beck's Blaze and managed Beck. He doesn't manage him now.
Right.
He manages and consults major production companies. This guy is a force. He's one of the people that built Premier Networks, which is the network that Rush is on and that Hannity is on. We're talking about a major player. So if you're interested in radio, I mean, he's not a star, but he's a star in the business. Craig Kitchen is my guest. And next week, Barbara Boxer, former 24-year senator, 40-year elected public official in California, and her daughter, who's a brilliant young woman, a filmmaker, award-winning filmmaker, Nicole, they're about to do a new podcast, and I corralled them into the studio, and what an interesting hour of conversation about the role of women in society, politics, etc. So check that out, too.
Barbara is what used to, when I was on KBC in Los Angeles, she was sort of up and coming, it's been quite a long time ago. Senator, was very involved in politics, a very vivacious woman, and still has a great youthful feel to her. Why did she get out of the Senate? That I didn't understand.
Enough is enough. 24 years of it, she had enough.
Yeah.
She was born in 1940, so she's 78 years old. She has the vitality of a woman 40 years younger. And her daughter, it's like two mature women I was talking to. I didn't see them. We were not in the same studio, but it's the studio quality. Mm-hmm. So in our headsets, we were in the same place. And I got to tell you, they both sounded like very young women with great brains. Yeah. Very dynamic mother-daughter duo. I think it's just fascinating. It's gonna debut on my podcast next Monday. Mm-hmm. So check that out, too.
There's a lot of that. And if you go to talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, there are a lot of things that mean a lot to people who are in the industry, but because it's a public, it's talkers.com. There are a lot of people that go there who are fans, like listening to this program, you're a fan of the format. And you can understand ratings by going there and why listeners and advertisers work together, what makes it work. That sort of thing. There's a very interesting insight into how the business works, and it isn't all right-wing talk radio. It isn't all men. It's really it's becoming more diverse in many different
radio,
ways.
It's sports radio,
right?
Culture, celebrity gossip posts.
Yeah.
But it's an industry trade publication. I'm not here to promote Talkers. I'm here to
promote
shows. Yeah, and I appreciate that. I do like promoting the interview, though. I like promoting the NHInterview.com. But more importantly, I just like being on this program. I think this is a fun show to do.
It is fun because we talk about, we know each other so well. Sometimes that's a danger, though. If you know somebody too well, it sometimes, some of these morning shows, there's too much inside stuff. And so I guard, or I try to guard against it, because I don't want it to be too inside. There's a commercial reality to what we're doing, and the more people you bring in, the better it is. And sometimes you get too much into the weeds, and although it's fascinating for you and me, you're pretty good about bringing us out of there. Sometimes I just like, because I'm fascinated, I've been in the business as long as you have, and it's a fascinating world that we live in. Thus, the weekly talk radio countdown show, Michael and Doug at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.